Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
The 17th verse. So Psalms 119, 17. If you got it, say, I got it. It says, deal bountifully with thy servant. Deal bountifully means just give me all that you got, all that you have available. Bountiful means abundance. It's just, and did you know that the God that you serve, that you say is awesome, he has so much for you? He got so much that he wants to do for you, right? But your heart should be, deal with me bountifully. I'm going to receive it. Whatever you got for me, I'm going to receive it. And it says, that I may live. Because without him, if we don't allow him to deal with us bountifully, we're not going to be able to live. So everything that he has for us, we need to receive it. Why? So that we may live. And keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes. We got some saints that got their eyes closed spiritually. But you can't receive if it's like, it's like when you're at a party and we used to have the piñata would hang and had all the treats in it. Now, if we had been able to not use the blindfold, we would have been able to what? Get it all. But what happens? They blindfold us. And we swinging that stick, and we almost hitting somebody, knocking somebody out. Why? Because we don't know. We're going in, so you don't know where it's at. You can't bust it open and get it. But if we had just had the blindfold it off, we would be able to break into all of the blessings and all of the goodness and all of the sweetness. Well, that's the same way it is spiritually. We're not open. We're not looking. We don't have our spiritual eyes on. But the beauty is that if you got them closed, all you got to do is open them. Anybody's eyes open? And it says, open mine eyes, hallelujah, that I may behold wondrous things. And we say, out of thy law, out of thy Torah. What does that mean? Out of thy word. See, that's my heart this morning. You ain't going to get nothing if you're not ready to receive nothing. You got to have a heart and a mind to receive it. So if you haven't been receiving, open your eyes so that you can behold the wondrous what things out of thy word. I am a stranger in this earth. Y'all got your eyes open up to the natural stuff. You got your eyes open up to money. Sisters, you got your eyes open up to men. Brothers, you got your eyes open up to women. You got it popping. The brothers that know, right? We got to stop getting distracted about the stuff here and open our eyes and focus on the stuff that's right up there. that Yahweh, and then he wants to manifest so much to you down here. He needs your cooperation. Hide not thy commandments from me. The word. Everything that we need is in the word. Tell your neighbor, everything we need is in the word. So I have to share this with you because there's something that happens to us when we do that. The Greek word is metanoia, M-E-T-A-N-O-I-A. That word is used to express repentance. But that word in the Greek, the English repentance, the Greek metanoia, it means to change your mind. When you repent, when you participate in metanoia, it means that you change your mind. What does that mean? That means that you think differently. And if we dig down deeper into the Hebrew, it means that once you think differently, you change your mind, you change direction. And the direction that you start to point at so that you can use the correct mindset is that you turn your mind to Yahweh. You change the direction of your thinking, not to the way you want to think and the things that come up in you, but you change the direction of your mind and your life to Yahweh. There's some changes that he's trying to make in you guys, in us, because there's some, he wants to bless us, he wants to show us a way to go. But if we don't engage our mind to move where he wants us to go, we ain't never gonna get it. Tell your neighbor, we got to change our thinking. We got to change it. See, he's trying to move your direction, but you keep on thinking in the same old raggedy, scraggly way you've been thinking. And the way you've been thinking ain't gonna work in this new thing because it's a transformation. We're not the same people that we are anymore. You got something in your life that you need to change? You better start changing your thinking. That goes for all of us. Repentance, repent. Change our mind. Change our direction of our thinking. And that thinking is towards Yahweh. Until you allow that to happen, ain't nothing gonna happen in your life. And that's what I'm trying. Yahweh got some stuff that he wants to change. Who got some stuff that need to be changed? Hello? I need some stuff changed. So if I'm expecting a change from him, I got to be willing to do some changing in me. And this is just living life. You got some stuff that you need to change tomorrow. You got a situation. Who got a situation? Right? What do you expect to happen? You got to change your mind. You got to come at this a different way. And that's why too many believers have not been receivers. Hello? Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Ooh, ooh, come on. Ooh, ooh. I just stepped on something right there. Too many believers have not been receivers. Why? Because something hasn't changed. Something hasn't clicked. Go to Mark. One of the reasons why something ain't changed and something ain't click is because we got folks that are spiritually hard-headed. It's all about you done lived your life thinking and doing what you want to do. We serve a God who has existed for billions, if not trillions and zillions of, or chameleons of years. I just found that out last week that there is a word called chameleons. Chameleons. Yeah. I think it's a whole lot of millions. I just don't know how many. But I had never heard that before. But he's been around for chameleons of years, right? Somebody Google it. Not now, later. You just been going flat foot around this place for less than 50 years, maybe less than 100 years. And you think that you know more than him that's been around for gazillions? You got some issues. We said in Men's Advance, if you took everything you knew, it would be like a BB rattling in a boxcar. Because your thoughts, your understanding cannot compare to what his is. And if you want some direction in your life, if you want some purpose in your life, if you want your life to get better, you better start giving up your mind to him. Let him work it. You can't work it like he can work it. You can't do it. Hallelujah. So let's go to Mark, the first chapter. He won't change, but we resist it. We won't change, but we don't want to change. Isn't that crazy? We won't change, but we don't want to change. That's insanity. That's just crazy. It takes change to change. So I need to get the believers to start embracing the change. Sometimes the change is uncomfortable. Sometimes the change is different. Thank God it's different. Because if it wasn't a change, then we would remain the same. And I don't know about you, but I don't want stuff to remain the same. I want him to change it the way he needs to change it, and for my good. Amen. For my good. Okay, so Mark, the first chapter. Hallelujah. So here it says, now, the 14th verse. Now after that Yohanan was put in prison, Yeshua came into Galilee. So this is the very beginnings of his ministry, of the ministry of Yeshua. The very beginnings, he said, Yeshua came into Galilee, and he says, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Yahweh. And the 15th verse says, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye. Change your mind. Change your thinking. And then believe the gospel. So for me to be able to believe the gospel, something has to happen first. Something has to change. Unless you allow something to change, you're not going to be able to believe the gospel. So the first thing he said was, repent, change your thinking, redirect your thinking from yourself to him. Come on! That's your thinking. That's your mind. Redirect it. Dial it towards him. Somebody might not be saying this, but go from turned down to turned up. That's the thinking, right? That's where we're focusing our thinking, right? But Yeshua said, that's what we have to do. You got to repent first, and then you believe. And then what did he do? The word, when you read further, he start going out to find people that were willing to change their thinking. So guess what? Back then, he was looking for people that were willing to change their mind, change the way they were thinking so that they could believe. Guess what? He's still looking for people who are willing to change. Right? And it says, and if we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to prosper. It's not going to be possible. So that he says, if he's expecting us to repent, if he's expecting us to change our thinking and redirect it towards him, that means that we can do it. See, some people think, oh, it's too hard. No. Tell yourself, I can do this. I can do this. Because he's going to hold you accountable. This is something that you engage in. Right? You have to allow this process to take place. Go to Acts. If he tells us we can, if he tells us that it's a possibility that we can repent and change this way of thinking, we can do it. It's possible. Tell your neighbor it's possible. Hallelujah. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Through him. So Acts the 17th chapter. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to the 28th verse. One of my favorite passages. Acts 17, 28. You got it? Say, I got it. For in him we live and move and have our being. See, you got to want to do that. You got to want to be so into Yahweh, so into the kingdom thinking that you say, in him we live, we move, and we what? Have our. Why don't you try it? Say, in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Not in me, because some of y'all say, in me, I move, I live, and I got my beings. But rather, no. I tried it. I was in me. I moved in me. And I had my being in me. And guess what? I failed. I fail hard. I failed, F-A-I-L-E-D. I was tripping, right? I could not get it together. And the more I continued to move in me, the lower I became, the more defeated. And I thought that I was doing all right until I turned around and had this hump in my back. But when I said, I'm tired of being in Tom, because there's no victory in Tom. Huh? There's no authority in Tom. There's no power in Tom. But when I said, hey, I'm putting it all in Yahweh, he gave me the ability to stand. It's all in him. It's all in him. So in him I live and move. That should be a daily confession for you. Before you go out the house, you say, okay, let me get in him. If I wasn't in him, let me get in him now. And I'm going to move in him. Me in this car, me in this bus, me in this motorcycle, whatever it is, we moving in him. Right? And have our being. As certain as also your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. That's who we are. We're in him. We're his offspring. We're his children. For as much, 29th verse, then as we are the offspring of Yahweh, we ought not to think that the Godhead, or Yahweh, is like unto gold. Wait, because our people's concept of Yahweh, or God, was in stuff, idols, in themselves. How did they get out of that way of processing stuff? They had to change their thinking. Some of y'all, you think it's under gold. You think it's under silver. And Pastor Reggie Perkins from Pearl, Mississippi, gave an outstanding message. That was the first time I'd heard him speak, and he was awesome. Yahweh is bringing in some pastors in this organization that are off the chain. But one thing he said really stuck. He said, you got some people in your own mind, you thinking just because you pay your tithes, just because you show up, you all right. But what about the other stuff that he, what about walking right? What about talking right? So just because you pay your tithes and you live in ratchet, you're not lining up with the kingdom. But that's in your mind. Oh, I show up every week. Well, it's not about you just showing up. It's about letting him show up in you. Right? So that's why we got to change our thinking. So he said, Yahweh, the Godhead is not like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device, right? But what is it? And the times of this ignorance. Ooh. Wait, what's going on? Folks in their mind thought that they had their own concept of what it was supposed to be. But now he's saying, and the times of this ignorance. So basically he was saying they're ignorant, number one. Yeah. Number two, it looks like there's there is an expiration date on ignorance. Amen. Guess what? There's still an expiration date on ignorance. You can only be ignorant for so long, and then you're going to have to pay. And it says, in the times of this ignorance, Yahweh, he winked at it. He was just like, okay, they're going, all right, what do we call that? He's like, they're going to get it together. Because sometimes he's looking at y'all's life and he got to wink at it. Because y'all doing some foolish stuff. We doing some ignorant stuff. Do you think that the ignorant stuff that we do, that he don't see that? Do you think that the ignorant stuff that we say, he don't hear that? But praise Yahweh for grace and mercy and love. Because we would not be able to be sitting here, right? But he says he only winked at ignorance for a moment. Say, but now. It sounds like the clock is ticking. He says, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent or change your thinking. Change your mind. Change it. Because now, coming to time, he winked at your stuff. See, you guys are not sitting in a church where you can say, well, they didn't tell me. Every week, we lay it down. Every Wednesday, we lay it down. Every Sunday morning in Sunday school, we laying it down. You ain't got no excuse to be ignorant. And even out here, you can go across that red light on Broadway and 87th, and you can say, I didn't see it. I didn't know I had to stop. And the officer will say, I'm gonna write you up. And ignorance of this law is no excuse. Well, guess what? It's the same way in the kingdom. Ignorance of his word is no excuse. Why? Because you can't say, yeah, I was sitting in church and the pastor didn't, you know, yeah, the pastors and the apostle and the bishops and the ministers are preaching the unadulterated word of Yahweh. We give it to you straight, no chaser. We don't sugarcoat it. We tell it like it is. And as far as we're concerned, we don't need to sugarcoat it because it's sweet already. Who believes that the word is already sweet? We ain't got to put nothing on it. But therefore, because you're getting the unadulterated word of Yahweh, you ain't got no excuse. I didn't know. Oh, no, when we get up to the judgment, I didn't know. And I hope some of us are up there saying no. We said it on March 15th. We preached that message. So there's going to come a time. Y'all got to account. You got to account from what you sitting in here and not listening to. Because he's going to require that information of you at some point. you're going to run into a situation. A situation is coming where you're going to need to apply this. And if I was you, I would get myself right and start changing my way of thinking. I need to change. Y'all need to change your mind right here, right now. You better say, change it. You got to do it. So it says, wait, Yahweh winked at it, but now he's commanding all men everywhere. Everywhere. To what? Repent. Hallelujah. Because, 31, he hath appointed a day. Hurry, everybody. The day's not here. Today you sitting pretty on Sunday morning. But let me tell you something. A day is coming. And on that day in which he will judge the world, what is righteousness? Right standing. He's going to judge. He said, was you right standing? Was you standing right? Right? By that man whom he hath ordained. Wherefore, he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him. Who is that man? Yeshua! You better recognize that one day, the days of partying and clubbing on Friday and Saturday, and then coming to church on Sunday, acting like, praise Yahweh. And then Friday, you was like, hey. That day is running out. Twerking on Friday. Huh? Because they're turning it down on, you know, turn it up, drinks on Saturday. Sunday morning, you some semi hungover. And then come to church at 12. Some of y'all doing that now. But guess what? Time is winding up. And he winked at your partying. He was like, I hope they get it together. But as it says, the day of judgment, what? He's now commanded every man to what? Repent. Go to Romans. Ooh. Please change. Help us change our thinking, Yahweh. Help us do this. And we've read this all before. We've read this before. Romans, the 12th chapter. But let's read it again. Because we need to embrace what is happening. When you receive Yeshua as your Savior, you're saying, I've lived a raggedy life, and I need something different. I have done just about everything there is to do. And I'm still not happy. I'm still not fulfilled. I'm still depressed. I'm still thinking, having thoughts of taking my life. And you say, I'm tired of doing that. I want a change. Well, if you really want a change, he's ready to give you a change. Amen. But he's just asking that you repent and that you change your way of thinking that caused you to be in the situation that you were in to begin with. When you think back, some of y'all, or most of us, or all of us, the situations that we were in was because of our bad thinking. We made mistakes based upon our bad what? Thinking. But guess what I found out? If you repent and allow Yahweh to work your mind, you won't ever make a mistake. If you really give it to him, you start making mistakes in Yahweh when you start going back to your old way of thinking. When you revert back instead of repenting up. So you got to remember this. Romans 12, 2. And be not conformed to this world. That means that you allow the world to shape and make you. You allow the world to have an influence over you. Because guess what? You think just because that you don't let Yahweh take your life, that you in control of your life? Are you ignorant enough to believe that you are actually in control of your life outside of Yahweh? Are you so arrogant to believe that you are actually controlling something? If you were controlling something, then you wouldn't be looking for the job. You'd already have it. Hello? Oh, wait, what? If you was controlling stuff, you wouldn't be wondering where your rent is coming. Your rent, how you gonna pay your rent? If you was controlling it, all you'd have to do is just reach into something and get it. Satan is controlling this here earth. And the only power that you got to get out of his influence is get into the influence of Yahweh. All you got. Could tell your neighbor, somebody is going to have the influences over you. Is it going to be Yahweh? Or is it going to be the enemy? Some people think that, oh, you know, I'm on the in-between space. You know, ain't no in-between. Ain't no in-between. You either with them or you without them. There ain't no in-between. So it says, be not conformed, because you're going to be conformed to something. If you don't allow Yahweh to take your life, you're going to be conformed by this world. But be ye transformed, means metamorpho. Ooh, metamorphosis. You were something, but now you have become something else. But you have to allow that transformation, what? To take place. And so it says, by the renewing. What is that renewing? It's anakinosis, which means renovation. So you got to start changing the way stuff look up in there. The renewing. You just let him transform you, and then you start doing the renovations. Let him. He's going to transform you. And once he transforms you, you got to start allowing the renewing process to take place. And it says renewing, the renovation. Newing means the changing the design. By the changing of the design of your mind. That's what he's saying. That you may prove what is that what? Good and acceptable and perfect will. He says, be transformed. Why is he saying be transformed? Because he knows that he put it in you. He knows that you have the ability to allow that transform. So he said, be transformed. Just like, for instance, when my parents would drop us off at school or drop us off with somebody, they would give us an instruction. And the instruction was basically, you be good. Right? Act like you got some sense. Act like you got some home. Why did they say that? Because they knew it was in us. But we had to allow it to manifest. Because if we didn't allow it to manifest, if we didn't act good, if we didn't act like we had some sense, and if we didn't act like we had some home training, we had something coming. And in this day and age, I cannot even speak of what we had coming. Because guess what? We're not supposed to be doing that no more. But why did he tell us to do it? Because he put it in us. You know, you put some stuff inside your kids no matter how crazy they act. Somebody's... Who got some crazy acting kids? Don't raise your hand. Don't do it. But guess what? You put it in them, that not the craziness. Well, I would hope not. But you taught them the way they should go, so you know that it's in them. So all you got to do is say, hey, you remember the stuff that you better act like you got some sense. You better act like, or they put it this way, you better act like you are Washington.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who says that? Whatever the name is, you put it on there, you better, Washingtons don't do that. But guess what? You better act like you a child of Yahweh. Child is the children of Yahweh act a certain way. They have a name. They have a name. And you got to uphold that. So he's saying, I put everything in you that needs to be in you for you to allow a transformation to take place. All we got to do is let the metamorpho happen. Hey, come on, release it. Release it. Release it. How do we do that? We're going to find out next week. Father Yahweh, thank you for transformation. Thank you for...